Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Excel in the Tax Quips forum with an interesting question. He asks how to write off his travel. You can read my answer to him in the Tax Quips forum, but what I'd like to do today is to provide more general tips about how to be a legitimate travel writer for tax purposes. Well, my friends, this is the time of year when we do a lot of traveling, whether it's to see family or to take much-needed vacations. Some people, feeling the wanderlust, start yearning to take more trips and have the IRS pick up the tab. How can you go about doing this? I'm going to give you four easy steps. 1. Learn how to get paid for writing travel articles and how much you're apt to earn. Consider taking a class on how to write travel articles or another class on how to write, period, and another course or book on how to sell your articles. The Writer's Market book is essential. Or do a lot of reading on the topics. In other words, do your research. Learn how to set up your own travel website to either support your published articles or to generate income from the site yourself. This could generate even more revenue than selling your articles. See my discussion with Excel. 3. Set up a travel and business budget so your overall costs are always less than your revenues. By always showing a profit, you're less subject to the very restrictive IRS hobby loss rules. See my It's a Wham Thing blog. 4. Build up your travel gradually, but write consistently. Do this sensibly, and in a few years, you may just find yourself making a full-time living at it, like Rick Steves or Huell Hauser. Naturally, once you've established yourself, you can start arranging for sponsors to help underwrite your trips by writing for them or reviewing their products and services along the way. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about turning dreams into businesses and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.